Hello everybody, Foxbricker Studios here, and I am back with another episode. We're going to be talking about some more January Wave LEGO sets. Today we're going to be doing some of the Star Wars ones and looking at those. Today I'm doing it. I'm kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my mic, just because I was using my mic last week when I was doing the one about the Minecraft sets, episode 10, and it kind of sounded bad just because I was kind of like hitting it against my shirt, I guess, because it's like it's a lapel mic, so it goes kind of by your neck and it clips onto your shirt. But it sounded kind of bad just because it was rustling a lot. So I'm just going to try it with just my phone recording thing. I guess you can tell if you, I'll obviously listen to them myself and figure out which one I like best. But if you want to tell me which one you like best, you can send me a voice message. Link is in the description. And, I think this is going to be pretty fun to look at these. And, let's get into the episode. Okay, so, we're gonna start looking at the sets, obviously. So, I'm gonna include a few different ones. I'm gonna talk about all the January Wave ones, obviously, but I'm gonna talk about just a few other ones that we have gotten recently, real quick. But I'll mostly be doing the January Wave sets. So, to start off, we have the, if we want to go by prices, we can start with the ones that I'm most excited about with is the Clone Trooper Command Station set. And this is like a blister pack, is what it's called on Bricklink. It's not really a battle pack because it has three, and not four. But it's pretty much a battle pack. It has, like, two little small buildings and then the minifigures. So it's pretty cool set. Comes with three minifigures, obviously. So these are all P1 clone troopers. We have two just regular white, uncustomized P1 clone troopers. And then we have one orange-colored one. I'm not sure, but this looks like this might be the same one that we got from the Republic gunship set, which if it is, like, honestly, I don't really care because it looks almost exactly like the one that we got from the Republic gunship. But even if it's, like, if it is, that's pretty cool because, like, I was going to be so mad if they didn't make an orange, like, clone trooper because, like, once we saw it in that set, then we're like, oh, I have to spend $350 just to get this minifigure. And that would kind of suck, but anyway, we're getting a orange one if it's not exactly the same. It looks very similar, so that's pretty cool, because it's a very cool minifigure. And we get a lot of guns in this set, so we have, like, the medium-length rifle blasters. So we have three of those, and then two of them have, like, the black candlestick piece on the end. And then we also have two more, which are, like, the long rifle blaster, the longer rifle blasters, and they also have candlestick pieces, so that's pretty cool. And so we have two little builds, one I think it's kind of a control post, and there's like some buttons and stuff and some printed tiles, and then there's also like a little bit of an antenna. As far as like the build, I can't tell if it's like a hover thing or if it's like stationary. But it seems like it could hover. I'm not sure if they really specified, but in the set description. But it definitely looks like it could hover and have the little thing. One thing I noticed is there's a new piece that I've been noticing this year that they made. It's kind of like a, it's basically a 1x1 like a 1x1 round plate, and then it has like a kind of a crooked bar piece coming out of the bottom, so that's kind of cool. I think it's a new piece for this year. It may have been come along before, but I've never noticed it before. This is the first time I noticed it, so it's a pretty cool piece, and you can see they're using it a lot, as they always do with new pieces. And then we have, so we have one of those on the little command station as like a dish, I guess. And then we have two on this little gun rack holding a kind of like a screen. And then we have the rack, which is holding the two large rifles. And yeah, I'd say this is a pretty cool set. I'm definitely going to be getting it. Honestly, I kind of want to buy like a lot of them just so I can build out my clone troopers. It would be really fun to get like 5 of them and like, or maybe like 10 or something, and like combine them all and make this awesome battle scene. That'd be really cool. But I'm not sure if I have enough money for that because I also want to buy other sets besides this one. So yeah, we'll have to see about that. So that is the Clone Trooper Command Station. Next, we have another blister pack. It's called Defense of Hoth. One thing that I noticed right away is I'm not sure if it's like a spelling error or it's just like how they spell it like in a different place, but it's D-E-F-E-N-C-E, and it should be D-E-F-E-N-S-E. That would be correct spelling, but I'm not sure if it's a typo or if they did it on purpose just because, like, some places spell it that way. Anyway, I'd say it's a pretty cool set. It's great to add on to the Snowtrooper Battle Pack. I'll talk about that in a second. But it's obviously, it's on Hoth, so it's kind of a snow planet environment. So we have three different rebel snow troopers, I guess, is that what you call them? Anyway, they're like the people with like kind of like the helmet that has like the goggles on it. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. This comes with a lot of guns. This comes with even more. So we have two different little builds. So we have one that's kind of like a giant ray gun. I'm not sure if it might be like a receiving satellite dish, but it looks to me like it's a ray gun because it has a giant like thing coming out of the middle, so I'm guessing it's like a blaster. So that looks pretty cool. It has a swivelly base, and you can see there's a little bit of snow on the bottom. It's white pieces. And then we have, I guess this is two builds, but we have the kind of assemblies. These are like kind of turret guns, like big, like tripod guns, I guess you would call them. It's kind of cool because they use like the Ninjago piece that I think they used for like the ninja stars and stuff, or like some of the decoration. But it's like a triangle, and then it has bars in between. And then they stuck like the medium sized blaster onto each of those. And so, like, the gun base is actually made out of guns, which is pretty cool, because you could take those off and, like, use them on other stuff. But I wouldn't really want to take them apart, just because it does look pretty cool. There's, like, the gun attachment on the top, and I'd say it looks pretty cool. Then we also have, like, two kind of, like, I'd almost say it's a boombox, but I really doubt it's a boombox, but it kind of is about the same size. Has, maybe it's like a transmission box or something like that. Anyway, it has like a little bit of a control on it, and stuff like that. And yeah, there's some printing, or I think it's either a printing or it's a sticker, but yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then the three troopers, the three snow, I guess, rebel snow troopers have rifles, so the longer rifle, and there's three of those. So if you add up all of the guns in this set, if you include, like, the laser cannon and, like, the turret guns, there is 12 guns total in this set, which is pretty impressive because, honestly, I thought the Clone Trooper Command Station had a lot with five, but it's, yeah, 12 is definitely a lot. So, those are the two smaller blister packs that are not available yet. They're coming soon, though, is the status on LEGO.com. And I'm definitely really excited to get both of those. Some sets that have already been released. We have the Snowtrooper Battle Pack, and this is officially a battle pack. This set is actually out of stock on LEGO.com, which is very surprising. Not that it's surprising, like, I'm not actually not surprised, just because it is a really good set, but I'm surprised that they haven't restocked it yet. Like, You'd think they would do it sooner. And I'm also kind of sad because I really want this set. The one thing that I was kind of annoyed about is, so they have the three snowtroopers, and I'm kind of like, meh, I don't really care about snowtroopers. I was mostly getting this for the scout trooper because he looks awesome. And then when they released the set, I was like so sad because, so they did kind of a thing that's like white, and then it's kind of like black printing that was like from the Razor Crest set. And that was kind of like the scout trooper design they had for that. And I was really excited because I had heard rumors that the scout trooper, the new scout trooper, is going to be in this battle pack. And then when they released it, I noticed that it actually has like light gray instead of the black. I mean, except for the visor, but as far as like the rest of the printing on the body, it's using light gray and not black. And that was kind of sad just because I don't think it looks quite as good. I just kind of like the contrast. But, you know, it's okay. But I'm still getting a scout trooper, so that's cool. So he comes with a smaller, like the really small pistol, and then a macro binoculars, which is kind of funny. I think it's funny how they always give, like, the troopers the macro binoculars, and you can't actually, like, put them on their face because, like, you'd have to take off their helmet. I always thought that was kind of funny. And they, like, already have visors. So it seems kind of weird, but I mean, that is what they do in the movie. It's just kind of funny. Anyway, so then we have three other snowtroopers, which are not bad. They're printed. They don't have any, like, cloth. We were kind of expecting, like, cloth attachments for the waist cape, but we just got printed. I honestly don't care. I'm not a big fan of snowtroopers, so I wasn't getting it for those. There is pretty cool, like, turret gun as well. This one's also built with guns for the base. This one's a little different, so, you know, Lego always likes to add like functionality to a battle pack. So they have a stud shooter on top of the big turret gun, which looks absolutely horrible, but you know, it's not that hard to take off. You can just take it off and it looks great. But the base is also made out of guns, like the other one from the other set. This one's made out of different guns. They're more like two-barreled guns, kind of like what are they called? The Bounty Hunter kind of style guns. And it has the triangle piece, and then there's the big turret, which looks pretty good. And yeah, it looks pretty good altogether, except for the stud shooter. It's pretty bad looking. But you can just take it off, and it looks fine. And, you know, LEGO needs to add functionality to these sets just because, I don't know, they just feel like they do, I guess. I mean, a lot of kids will be getting this, and they'd probably like to play with a stud shooter. So anyway, so we have, for the weapons, as far as the snowtroopers go, so we have two regular, just medium-sized blasters, and then we have one long rifle with a candlestick piece. So that's pretty cool. We get two other builds with this set, which are the speeder bike, and kind of like a little bit of a base fort thing. So I guess it's like the snow themed speeder bike. It looks pretty good. I like the design. It looks better. I have like a really old. So basically, I haven't had a speeder bike in a while, except for, like, the Mandalorian's one, just because I got that set a while ago. But, I wanted to get, like, another one, so I got all the pieces for another speeder bike that had come in an older set, and it really just doesn't look very good. It's kind of an old-fashioned way to do it, and it's just not very good, but I like this design a lot more. It has some printed pieces. And yeah, I'd say it looks pretty good with all the detailing. And then you can have the scout trooper riding it. And pretty good controls. And yeah, I'd say it looks pretty good. And there's the upside down bullhorn piece on the bottom for like the landing gear. And a bunch of bars. And then as far as like the little base area, it's just a bunch of snow. And then it's just kind of like a snow pile with some rocky caps, so, you know, it's not, like, super interesting, and you could easily build it yourself, it wouldn't be that hard, but, yeah, it's kind of cool. Anyway, so that's that. And so those are the three battle packs that we got so far this year and coming soon. I should probably say the prices for these. So, the Snow Trooper Battle Pack is $20, which is a little more expensive than usual, but I'm not really complaining because, you know, it's a pretty cool set. Then the other two kind of smaller blister packs, like the Clone Trooper Command Station and the Defense of Hoth, those are both $14.99 on retailing for LEGO.com. And so now that we did the battle packs, I'm going to take a look quickly at the new Brickheads Star Wars minifigure. So this is the Ahsoka Tano. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I'm really not a big fan of the Brickheads. They just kind of, I don't know, they look kind of weird, and I'm not really a big fan of, like, displaying, like, things like this. Like, I'm more like creating battle scenes, like Star Wars battle scenes, and, like, putting them on a base plate and stuff like that, like a Clone Wars battle. But I'm not a big fan of the Brickheads. So it's kind of cool. You get two lightsabers at least. So if you're just getting this set for the pieces, at least you get two more blue lightsabers to add to your collection. And there's some pretty cool printed pieces at least, or maybe they're stickers. But you get the regular head, the eyes. I mean, like the kind of black anime-ish eyes. So those are kind of useful pieces. And then there's a bunch of other kind of cool, like curvy pieces. So, anyway, yeah, it's a pretty good set. Next, I guess we can move on to some things that are now available that are other sets. So we have, first of all, set 75322, the Hoth AT-ST, and this is retailing for $50 on LEGO.com. Which is pretty cool, and that is nice because, yeah, and it's out of stock right now, as at the time that I'm getting this, that I'm recording this episode, and the piece count is 586 pieces, so you get enough to build the Hoth AT-ST and the, an Imperial Probe Droid. I think that's a Probe Droid. Unless I'm wrong. And then it comes with three minifigures. There's an AT-ST driver, Chewbacca, and a Hoth Rebel Trooper. So that's pretty cool. I'm not really sure I'm going to be getting this set. First of all, I already have a Chewbacca. I'm not really a big fan of the AT-ST driver or the Hoth Rebel Troopers. But, you know, they're okay. But I will say the AT-ST looks pretty cool. I'm not really a big fan of, like, the kind of all-gray built, like, walkers and stuff. Like, they're cool, but, like, as far as really wanting it in my collection, like, why do I want just a totally all-gray walker? Like, I just don't think it's really that interesting. But, it is a pretty cool set, and it has some pretty realistic blasters and some flick-fire missiles. There's a little cockpit for the minifigure to go into. And then it has a few different functions on the back. So there's a little thing to do the flick fire missile. And then there's also the big lifting top, the lid for the thing, so you could put the minifigure in. And then it also has a rotating head, I guess. And there's like a little, there's a wheel in the back, and you can turn it, and then it turns side to side. Which is pretty cool. And it's a pretty cool set. And they did a good job building the legs. They look pretty strong. Like, they won't fall apart with some cool pieces just to make it look more realistic. But, yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be getting this. Anyway, it's a pretty cool set. Next, we're moving on to the Razor Crest Microfighter. And this is pretty cool. I think I'll get this because, first of all, you never have too many Mandos. I already have two, but I could always use one more. And second of all, this is actually a pretty cool microfighter. This is one of the first microfighters that appealed to me. I'm really just not a big fan of the microfighters either, just because they're, I don't know, like, I just don't really have any use for them. Just because, like, maybe just for the minifigure, but I don't really care about the mini vehicle because I'm not going to be using it in stop motions or anything. It's a very good gift set for, like, different stuff, like gifting it to people. But as far as that, there's really not anything I would use for it. But it does come with the new stud shooters, so the new style that they're doing. I think they already have, had these for like maybe like a year or two, but I just haven't gotten any yet, so it's kind of cool. This is the same type of stud shooter that we got on the other Snowtrooper battle pack. But yeah, it comes with a Mandalorian. So this is the Beskar armor, and I was really sad because I was hoping that they would do the Durasteel kind of like the tan armor and then like the really dark helmet, because I don't have one of those yet, and I don't want to I don't want to get the Razor Crest just because it's not my favorite ship, and then I also don't want to get the AT-ST Raider because I'm not a big fan of that. But there's no other way to get the minifigure unless you, like, go on Bricklink, and it's always really expensive when you look up just the minifigure on Bricklink, and it's, like, only from a few sets. So, anyway, that was kind of disappointing. So we just got the Beskar armor Mando, but, you know, it's okay. It's not a total really big deal. You do get a, like, the dark, pearl gray, jetpack, which is pretty cool, because that's a good color for the jetpack, and, and you get a little mini, like, pistol, small Star Wars pistol, so that's pretty cool. So, yeah, it's not bad. It would have been fun if they put Baby Yoda in the back somewhere, but I guess not. And, one of the last sets we're going to be looking at, so this technically released last year, but I still think it's worth talking about because I haven't gotten to it yet. The UCS Star Wars AT-AT. So this is obviously a giant set, retailing for $800 about on Lego.com. I'm really surprised that they did this. I don't know. It seems like they're doing like a bunch of Hoth stuff lately. I'm not sure why. You really should do more prequel, but I guess they're just doing a bunch of Hoth stuff, and yeah. But anyway, it looks pretty cool. I'm definitely not going to be buying it. Way too much money, and like I said, it's all gray. I really don't care. I don't really want it if it's just all gray. It's kind of boring. It would just sit on my shelf, and it would kind of be a waste of money because I'd never, like, use it. I will say, though, it comes with a bunch of minifigures. So there's 5 different snowtroopers, all carrying medium-sized blasters. There's 2 AT-AT walker drivers. They both have, like, the smaller pistol. And then there is a, there is a General Veers minifigure with, I think that's macro binoculars. So that's pretty cool. And then we also get a Luke Skywalker with his lightsaber and a thermal detonator, which is pretty cool because thermal detonators are a pretty fun printed piece to have. Then it also comes with a turret, like a turret gun, exactly like the one in the Snowtrooper battle pack, except this one doesn't have the stupid-looking flickfire missile. This one looks way better. I think it's actually a little different. Has a different flange, but it's very similar in its build. I think it looks better just as far as the way it's built, but it's really not that much different. And then it also comes with a little bit of like a string thingy for Luke to climb up, I guess, into the bottom. And then obviously there's the placard that always comes with the UCS sets, Imperial All-Terrain Armored Transports. So yeah, that's kind of cool. And then one thing that I noticed is this has storage for way more minifigures than it comes with. If you look inside, I see about, so there's 2 different floors, but I see about, 6 seats on the bottom, and then, 16 seats on the top, so that, add that together, and that's 22, I think, unless I'm just not doing my math right. But that's way more space than they need, so Yeah, I guess you could get the Snowtrooper Battle Pack and just fill up your whole AT-AT Walker with Snowtroopers if you wanted to. So that's pretty cool. There's also a little hatch for you to pull out the turret gun. It's kind of like a hatch you lift, and then the Snowtroopers can use the turret gun. Although I'm not sure why you would want to use a turret gun on the side of, like, a giant walker that has, like, giant laser beams. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but, you know, it's cool. You can also see here, or you can't see it, I'm seeing it, but they have, like, the kind of the adjustable neck for the vehicle, which is pretty cool. I can see it uses some different flexible pieces. And then inside the cockpit, it's just a few seats for you to put the minifigures in. Looks pretty nice. It looks nice and spacious. And yeah, I'd say this is pretty cool. Yeah, and then the guns look very realistic, like the cannons. And then there's a little bomb drop hatch as well. So, and then there's two speeder bikes as well. I forgot to mention that. I think they're exactly the same thing from the Snowtrooper Battle Pack. They look exactly the same. They might be a little different, though. And then, I forgot to mention, it says, on Lego.com, it says the big turret gun is an E-Web Heavy Repeating Blaster. So, I'm not sure if they made that up or if that's actually what it's called. And it looks very massive, like, in real life. It's very big. And, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Definitely not going to be getting it, though, because it's $800, and I'm not going to spend that much money, anytime soon. Next, we're going to be finishing up pretty soon here, but I'm just going to real quick talk about the new keychains we got. These are all $6, $5.99 if you want to be exact. So we got three new different Star Wars keychains. We have the Ahsoka Tano keychain, the Darth Maul, and the Grogu. So the Ahsoka Tano and the Darth Maul, I'm guessing those are both about the same print that we got from the Battle on Mandalore set, I think. And then Grogu, obviously, there's only one minifigure for that, so that's the Grogu minifigure. And yeah, they're pretty cool. I already have a Mandalorian keyring, so, you know. And I don't even have keys yet. I'm not old enough to have, like, a house or anything to need to lock doors. So, you know, it's I'm planning on, like, saving it until I actually get a house. And I'm like, why am I doing that? Yeah. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. Few last things to talk about. These are all from last year, but just some cooler sets that we got. Oh, real quick, I forgot one thing. So we got an AT-ST poly bag, and I didn't see how much this retailed for, but it's set 30495, and yeah, I really don't, I just don't get this. It looks really bad, and I don't know. They're really just doing a lot of Hoth stuff this year. But anyway, yeah, there was a YouTuber, he was saying it would be a lot cooler if they did, like, a minifigure poly bag. That'd be way better, and I agree, because, I really don't like the mini vehicles. I'm never going to use them. They just don't look realistic. But, you know, it's a set, so I guess I covered it. And then a few things from last year, real quick. So we got the Walmart exclusive, which I was dying to buy and missed it. I don't think it's available anymore. It might be, but, you know, I probably won't get to it. Not that I'm missing out that much, just because, like, you know, I could just buy the sets individually. This is the Skywalker Adventures Pack 3-in-1. So this is three different sets, and you could buy them individually. I mean, they were tired, obviously, but they're not, like, super hard to find on Bricklink. But, you know, you do get a good deal for getting all three of them. But I already had one, so, you know, it's not that big of a loss. So this comes with set 75269, 75270, and 75271. So those are all those sets in one, which is the full set number is 66674. So that's kind of cool. So, yeah, I didn't get that one, but I really wish I did, but, you know, it's no big loss. Pretty cool set, though, for those people who got it. It's a Walmart exclusive, so if it's still available, you gotta go down to Walmart. Then we also got the Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. This is the a promotional thing, so I'm not really sure if it was, like, available to buy on Lego.com. I really don't care. It's just a lightsaber display thing, but, you know, it's kind of cool. Had 173 parts and was set number 40483, so it's kind of cool. And then we also got the Tatooine Homestead. I got one of those for free because they were doing, like, a promo, like, $200 of stuff, over $200, and you get that for free, I think. So I got that, but, you know, I don't really care. It's also another one of the mini builds. I think they do those yearly, and it's kind of like a celebration, not Star Wars celebration, but like a commemoration thing. It's kind of like a display, and it has the year name on it. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, it has 217 parts, set 40451. So that's kind of cool. And yeah. So I think that is it for this episode. Let me just check that I didn't miss anything. Oh, yes, there was one more thing I was going to talk about before we go, which was the new Lego Star Wars Yoda's Galaxy Atlas. It's a book, and I do tend to like the Lego books, even if they're, like, for kids. I think they are pretty fun and just fun to have, and then you get the minifigure. So I'll probably be getting it. It's only $16.99, so it's kind of fun. You can see a little bit of humor, like, just with the Yoda on the X-Wing, and he's just, like, going around taking pictures of stuff, I guess. So, anyway, that's kind of cool. I'm pretty sure that was released this year. Maybe it was, like, sooner last year, but anyway. So that is it for this episode. Real quick before we go, I just wanted to say thank you to a new reviewer that I got. Let me just pull it up real quick here. Okay, so I got a new reviewer from a user Z76649F. I'm guessing that's just like a name, just so it's not like, I don't know, privacy, I guess. But he said, "Love it, and my name is Nolan. Two Nolans, LOL." So thank you for giving me your 5-star review. I really appreciate it. And I will shout you out if you give a review too. If you haven't already left a review, if you leave one, I will shout you out on the podcast and read your review. Although, I mean, if you don't want me to, if you just put it in the review and you can just tell me not to say anything. But yeah. So, yeah, that is it for this episode. I guess if you heard my background music, I'm playing Lego, not Lego. That's like one of the most said words by me. Like, I always, whenever I start to say a sentence and I'm kind of like, don't know what I'm going to say, I always start with my top three always said words. I say, Lego, wait, no. Star Wars, wait, no. Minecraft, wait, no. And then I finish with my sentence, but those are like my three most said things that I ever say. Anyway, so the music that I used today I actually have a playlist that you can get on my YouTube channel. It's just a YouTube music playlist, and it has all the Star Wars lo-fi hip-hop songs that I used today. And you can listen to those. They're pretty good. So we got a few things by Closed on Sunday and then Mick and Samuel Kim. So those are pretty cool. And yeah, that is it for this episode. I'm going to be coming back next week again to do a episode on a few other Lego sets that came out recently. Just some city sets and some other miscellaneous sets. But yeah, that is it for this episode. If you want, like I said, if you leave a review, I'll shout you out. I don't have to, but I can. and it really helps the channel. So that, and don't forget, if you want to, you can check out my YouTube channel and listen to that music. That's just Foxbreaker Studios on on YouTube. And yeah, it's gonna be a fun year. We'll have to see what Lego sets we get this summer. That'll be pretty exciting. And yeah, thanks for listening today. Don't forget to, I guess you can only subscribe on podcasts, but, yeah, I guess subscribe for more episodes, and I will see you in the next video. Bye. Or, not the next video. The next episode. Bye.